Hello, and welcome to Returning to Us, a podcast that gives you strategies and tips for how to hack your brain, build and strengthen relationships, and to teach people how to recognize and neutralize their emotional states. I'll discuss emotional intelligence and regulation, how food and exercise impact the body and brain, and share lessons from my own lived experiences. I'm Lauren Spiegelmeyer, the founder of the Behavior Hub, which is an organization that works to reduce the stressors of raising and educating children through a brain and biology-based lens. In these episodes, I'll share stories and strategies from my own life, work, and research, answer listener questions, and wrap it up with a try-at-home tip. Decades worth of information in just minutes. You ready? If you are just joining us, we are doing this series. I'm actually really excited about the series. It's like a series on tiny habits. I am hoping to teach some nervous system regulation practices, some micro stress management practices, so that people can integrate these things into their lives who are incredibly busy, don't have a lot of time to do a lot of extra stuff, and just really need tiny habits. So two episodes ago, I talked about tiny habits, how to create them, how to kind of embed them into your life. So definitely go back and listen to that. The last episode I talked about is the integration of nature into your life as a tiny habit. And today we are going to switch gears a little bit and go into breath work. So I want to start here. Am I the only one that sucks at meditation? Like, I so badly want to be a good meditator, and I want to be a good journaler too. And I wouldn't even say that, like, I hate the practices. I just can't stick with them. Like, I'll do it one, like, for a series of weeks or months and be really, really good at it, really, really committed to it. I have some amazing resources that have helped me. And then I just fall out of it. Like, life happens, stuff comes up, I get out of routine, I'm traveling for work, and I fall apart with it or either of them. So there's an alternative. If you really struggle with breath work, I'm sorry, scratch that, strike it, reverse it. If you really struggle with meditation, there's breath work. So the one thing I have done really well at is used breathing to get my body back to neutral. And it's something I work really hard on teaching my 18-month-old to begin to integrate into his life. And I can see the impacts of it already. Like, let's say he gets mad about something. He typically will go over and flip over his basket of toys. You can see, like, almost rage, like, rah, it's like a Hulk. He, like, runs over the toys and flips the basket over, and all the toys fly out. And he's like, huh, there, I feel better. Like, I've gotten it out. So what we're working on instead is, what would it look like to do some calm breaths instead of flip the basket over? So I've been picking him up when he gets really upset and kind of, like, putting some pressure on his back, and then just kind of like getting him to co-regulate with my breathing. Like, I take really emphasized big deep breaths. I say, Emerson, deep breaths. And he starts to, and he's already in a couple weeks, really in a couple days even, started to begin to regulate with me. So he's beginning to kind of mimic and model those breath sequences that I've been doing with him. Okay, awesome, amazing. This works better for a lot of us than meditation, because it's like an active practice. You're breathing, you're doing something, you're focusing on something. It's a little bit easier to keep your mind from wandering, whereas with meditation, it kind of feels, frankly, so hard, and it's really hard not to let your mind wander, that we end up stopping the practice or never starting it. So let's talk about the benefits of breath work first. Reduces stress. Pretty obvious. Like, here's what breath work does for you. It gets oxygen into the bloodstream, and it gets your blood pumping. So it gets things like circulating. And when that happens, it takes oxygen up to the brain. And when our brain doesn't have enough oxygen, it kind of gets, like, tired, or just you're not thinking clearly, and it's harder to manage your stress. So by doing these breath work practices, it reduces your stress. It also reduces pain. It also increases focus. It also helps you to sleep better. It also helps with feeling less exhausted. It also helps with more mental clarity and decision-making. This all makes sense. Like, oxygen going to the brain, things clearing out, like, kind of presence and activity, moving through the bloodstream. It's great. Best benefit, best part of breath work, it's free and you can do it anywhere. Like you can literally do this anywhere. So it's one of the ones that I've worked on very hard to teach my child because I can do it anywhere and it's not very hard for a young being to use. So here are your steps. Identify the time of day, a time of day where you can seamlessly integrate breath work as a micro practice. You're not trying to sit there for 30 minutes and work on breathing. Micro practice, like 1 to 3 to 5 minutes max. Try and pair it with something that's already present and active in your life, such as when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, before you go to bed, at lunch. Like one of the ways I've tried to integrate it, and I still had to like help myself learn to remember this, but as soon as I wake up and I sit up, I just take 5 really big deep breaths. That's like a really simple, easy thing to do. Before I walk in the door at the end of the day from work, 5 more deep breaths. And I don't have to be feeling stressed to do those. I just do them preventatively. Even better, if I am stressed, it does bring my stress levels down. Choose a breath type. Like, are you just taking big, low, big, deep, like out, in and out breaths, slow? Or are you doing some type of specialized breath work? I mean, we're going to go through a couple of them today, but there are all kinds of different ways to breathe. So choose the one that feels good and right to you. Set up environmental reminders, like put up sticky notes or calendar reminders or visuals or anything at all that would remind you. Like when I wake up in the morning, I had to put a sticky note that was like breathe in all capitalized letters because I would forget to do it. And then maybe think about some accountability. Like, is it a person? Is it like a calendar that you keep to check in with yourself? Like, how are you holding yourself accountable? The biggest thing around breath work that I think is important to think about here is your nervous system. And if you're not familiar with the nervous system, I've talked about this a lot. There are lots of episodes on it. Go listen to the nervous system episodes. But in those episodes, I talk about people are usually fall into one of two zones in the nervous system. They go up to this like sympathetic, tight, tense zone, or they fall into the parasympathetic where they're kind of like more disassociative, disconnected, things like that. I'm a person who is much more likely to go into the sympathetic side. I can feel my body tensing up. I can feel like anxiety coming in. So, for people like me who go into the sympathetic side, slow, relaxed breath work, long in and out breaths. But if you're a person who is more like internalized and does like disassociate a little bit more and does kind of withdraw, what you likely want to do is more rapid breath work. So, you heard me earlier, like rapid breath work is like, why? Because it gets things moving through your body and it kind of jolts your body awake a little bit. And that gets you out of that parasympathetic zone versus when I'm taking low, slow, I keep saying low, slow breaths in and out. That's bringing me down from that upper heightened tension area. So why does all of this matter though? Like why am I talking to you about taking deep breaths? Because when you pause to take deep breaths, it helps you to separate yourself from your thoughts and your feelings, especially the ones that overwhelm you and then consume you. And when you separate from them, they don't control you. Right now, we get stuck in anxiety and stuck in depression because our thoughts are controlling us. This is one way to take back control of your thoughts and feel better. So here's my recommendation. I suggest something really simple, like try those 3 to 5 huge breaths upon waking or before bed. Put up your environmental reminder. Once that feels like a habit, then try something that's a little bit harder. Like maybe try at some point throughout the day, like 1 minute, even 30 seconds of breath work. Work you up to 2 minutes, then maybe to 3 minutes and up to 5 minutes. Pair it with a routine, like going for a walk or walking into work or brushing your teeth or making your breakfast. Like these are really simple things to do with those. You're going to need those visual reminders though, because you'll forget. When you're practicing the breath work, notice where your breath is coming in and out. This is how I tell, like when I start a coursework or coaching session or a conference that's digital, even in person, we take 2 minutes of silence. And this is really what I say. It's like for 2 minutes, trying to to let your mind wander. When your thoughts come in, you're like, oh, I am thinking about something. Go back to focusing on your breath. So we think cold air in your nose, hot air out, and feeling those sensations. So while you're doing your breath work, think about, is cold coming in? Is hot coming in? Where is it coming in? Where do you feel the sensations? And if you focus on that, then your mind doesn't wander. But naturally, your mind will start to wander because we're human and this is a new practice to us. And even if it's not a new practice, it can still wander. So that's okay. Accept it. Go back to focusing on those sensations of breathing. Try to avoid getting upset about your mind wandering. I am guilty of this, perfectionist. I'm like, oh, I'm like, can't do this. I get upset with myself. Why is this not good? Because when you do that, it causes tension in the body. And what does that do? It activates the stress response. And what does that do? Undoes all the work you just did. So don't get upset with yourself. Just accept it, have compassion, move on, go back to focusing on that breath sensation. If you are still struggling, try counting your breaths. So you could count a couple different ways. Some ways I like to count, like I like to count like 4 seconds in and 6 to 8 seconds out. Or maybe I'm just counting like the number of breaths. Like I breathe in and I breathe out, and that's one. I breathe in, I breathe out, that's two. I kind of like count the exhales. I would recommend kind of getting in a repeated pattern with this. Instead of going like, okay, let's count to 30, I would say like count to like 5 or even 10 max, and then reset back to 1, 5, then reset back to 1, 5, reset back to 1, because it gets in this rhythmic pattern and it's not then like a checklist thing where you're like, well, I got to 30, check it off. So I like kind of the repeating cycles. All right, here's the most important part. Don't jump up and go right back to whatever you were doing after you're done with your breathwork practice. Why? Well, what you should do instead is pause, check in with how your body feels, just a moment, like it could be 4 or 5 seconds. Do you feel more relaxed? Do you feel less tense? Any part of the body feel better? Why? Because when you stop and pause for a few seconds post breath work to just really begin to think about how you feel, you associate the practice with feeling good because you're aware of the feeling of good. And then it's much easier to make a habit out of because you're more motivated because you recognize the feelings that you feel, which are good. It's like a trick to the mind. So don't forget that part because we tend to be like, okay, got it done, moving on. And then you don't get the association and then your body's not as motivated to keep doing it. Okay, what are your breath work options? That's today's listener question. Today's listener question is, what are my options for breath work? There are so many. You could search breath work. I like alternate nostril. So you kind of like close one nostril, breathe in, and then you take your finger and you close the other side, and then you breathe out, which I can't do very well right now because I have sinus congestion. And then you breathe in that side, and then you switch your finger and you breathe out. I can't model it very well right now, but you're kind of switching your fingers between nostrils and breathing in and out. You can do box breathing. So you kind of like breathe in for two sides of the box and then breathe out for two sides because you're kind of just like visualizing it, or you could even draw it with your finger. You could breathe in for three sides of the box and breathe out for one, or you could breathe in for one and breathe out for three, like whatever feels good to you. More benefits when your out breath is longer than your in breath, but what counts is that you're doing breath work. I've also done crazy eight. So you kind of like visualize or draw and breathe in and out on the crazy eight. And like half the crazy eight you're in, half the crazy eight you're out. We talked about the counting, the 4 count breath, 6 count out, 8 count out, diaphragm breathing. So you lay on the floor, your back is flat and you're not arched and you're kind of putting your hands on your rib cage because everyone says belly breathing, but it's not really belly breathing. If your belly is what's rising and falling, that's not really where you want it to be. You want your diaphragm to rise and to fall. So what you want to feel actually when you're laying on your back is you put your hands on your ribs. You want to feel when you breathe in the ribs expanding. You want to feel the ribs actually go out. And then when you breathe in, you want to feel that contraction. So expanding and contracting of the rib area and your diaphragm area. You could also do that quick breath, like sometimes I like to put my hands on my head and pretend I'm like squashing a balloon while I'm doing that. So I got my hands above my head too. You could breathe in and buzz out. You could breathe out in and hum out. You could breathe in and om out. You could breathe in and out. Like, there are so many things. There are double benefits to like the buzz, the hum, the om, because it vibrates your vagal area, and that's also nervous system regulating. So lots of benefits to the buzzing, humming, and om on the way out with the out breath. All right, let's go to our try at home tip related to all of this. It's an app that I really love called Insight Timer. It's free. There is a paid version, and I actually love it so much. I pay for the paid version because it's not that much. I think it's like 50 or 60 bucks a year. And it gives me access to breathwork practices, meditation practices, coursework. It's all like audio based, no visuals. So that's what I like about it, because there's no visuals. And I like a lot of the meditation artists on there. So I do use it a lot for meditation. I love Sarah Blondin. Sarah Blondin is my favorite. Is it Layla Dahlia too? I love her. But they have breathwork sequences on there. So search breathwork and you can down, not even download, just listen to some free breathwork guided practices if you really want to adopt this and need some guidance. Okay, that's it for today's episode of Returning to Us podcast. Remember our try at home tip. Check out Insight Timer and try a couple different types of breath work options to see which one feels good for you. If you are looking for more support in the areas of stress, trauma, behavior, and the brain, the Behavior Hub was created to help you, mostly around raising and educating children. So I do a lot of coaching, coursework. You can get university credit. If you want to learn more, shoot me a text at 717-693-7744 or pop onto the Behavior Hub website and send me a message or email through there. If you are looking for support, like more whole organization and around like trauma-informed care and stress management, burnout prevention, that is Five Ives. That is a business I created with a business partner named Jessica Doring, and amazing work to kind of infiltrate organizations that have high burnout levels and struggle to keep staff because of high stress, secondary trauma, things like that. So we're doing some amazing work with that. Go to the website, ping us through there. We'll set up a call. We'll talk about what this looks like, what a partnership could be for your organization. Nothing else. It's always fun to talk about these things. Until next episode, I'm Lauren Spiegelmeyer. Thanks for joining me.